Welcome to On Point, a BioMirror U podcast exploring syndromic testing in the outpatient setting. In this episode, Dr. Christopher Smith talks with Connie Zellner, a medical education liaison with BioMirror U, about his decision to adopt the BioFire Multiplex Respiratory Panel and how it helped him in his asthma and allergy clinic.
Thank you for tuning in to On Point Podcast. If you're joining us for the first time, this is a podcast where we discuss a variety of topics relevant to diagnostic testing in the outpatient market point of care space. I'm your host, Connie Zellner, Medical Education Liaison with BioFire Diagnostics. The last guest on our show was California-based community pediatrician, Dr. Daniel Bruckner. We sat down with Dr. Bruckner in the beginning of the summer to discuss the value of syndromic multiplex PCR testing and how it can be used broadly to detect more than just SARS-CoV-2 when children present with general respiratory symptoms. We chatted about his experience using point-of-care testing both before and during the pandemic and reviewed clinical scenarios in which targeted testing can be used to improve patient management. The conversation ended with tips on how the test can be implemented outside the lab and in your clinic. If you haven't checked it out, it's a quick series worth the listen, especially if pediatrics is part of your practice. Today on our show, we sit down with Dr. Christopher Smith to discuss how the utilization of respiratory multiplex PCR testing has impacted his outpatient practice. But before we get started, I want to provide a little bit of background on the respiratory panel test offering. BioFire Respiratory Solutions use a molecular syndromic approach to accurately detect and identify a wide range of pathogens, including SARS-CoV-2. BioFire has various respiratory testing options for both laboratory-based, CLIA moderately complex lab settings, as well as CLIA wave point-of-care-based testing. The BioFire FilmArray Respiratory 2.1 panel, known as RP2.1, runs on the FilmArray 2.0 and Torch systems. The BioFire FilmArray Respiratory 2.1 Easy panel, or RP-Easy, runs on the FilmArray Easy system. The 2.1 Easy panel was cleared under emergency use authorization designation last year in response to the pandemic and includes the addition of SARS-CoV-2 assay. Now, the performance of the panel is quite good, 97.1% sensitivity and 99.3% specificity. Included on the large panel menus are the common cold viruses such as adenovirus, seasonal coronaviruses, human metapneumovirus, enterovirus, influenza A as well as B, the parainfluenzas, RSV, and also was adapted to include SARS-CoV-2 when the pandemic began. In addition, there are four bacterial upper respiratory tract pathogens included: Bordetella pertussis, Bordetella parapertussis, Chlamydia pneumoniae, and Mycoplasma pneumoniae. Joining me today from Horsehead, New York, in the Southern Tier region of New York State, is Dr. Christopher Smith, a board-certified pediatrician and board-certified allergist and immunologist. Good morning, Dr. Smith.
Good morning.
How are things in your region?
It's warming up, finally.
It's warming up. Good. We hear so much about New York City and how they became overwhelmed with the Omicron surge. How are things in the Southern Tier in your area?
Well, I would say, you know, we experienced the Omicron surge as well. One of our offices is located in Ithaca near Cornell University, where at one point they had an outbreak of over 900 students with Omicron, and some of those patients came to our office for testing on the BioFire platform. Fortunately, it seems Omicron is decreasing a little bit, so it looks like we're trending in the right direction, but we've definitely had a major impact in upstate New York as well.
Now, you own your practice and also practice at Smith Allergy and Asthma, correct?
Correct.
Can you give the audience an idea of what type of patients you treat at your practice?
I'm an outpatient allergy practice, I see many patients with allergic rhinitis, sinusitis, and asthma. I've been interested for a long time and did research in respiratory viruses that trigger asthma exacerbations and which viruses have the propensity to cause the more severe exacerbations. So for a long time, I've been interested in looking at respiratory viruses that trigger asthma attacks, and that's what got me interested in the BioFire platform before the pandemic started, is looking at which viruses my patients with asthma exacerbations were infected with.
What age groups do you see, Dr. Smith?
My practice, I see patients of all ages. I see infants to the very elderly. My patients are pretty equally distributed in all age groups.
And do you have any special population of patients that you might be able to tell us about that are included, compromised?
I'm an allergist and immunologist. I think my allergy practice is a little bit different than some. I have a very large immune deficiency population. I have maybe 150 immune deficient patients that I follow in the practice. So any infection they get, a viral infection or bacterial infection, is a big deal for them. For me, it's really important to rapidly identify why they're sick and the etiology so that we can make the appropriate therapeutic intervention for them. I certainly have those patients. I also have a very large population of moderate to severe asthmatics. So certainly respiratory pathogens, including viral pathogens, can be a very big trigger for them. So being able to identify that early is important to us as well.
And how many locations are in your practice?
Currently, I have 3 locations. I'm in Ithaca, New York, Cortland, New York, and Horseheads, New York. So we're really in the central New York area or region of New York State.
Can you give us an idea of maybe how many patients, just a ballpark of how many patients you might have?
Our practice, we have approximately 30,000 patients in our practice. So I have a pretty large practice base, and it's a rural area, but we cover a very large rural area of upstate New York.
Can you estimate about how many tests you run a month on these patients?
The BioFire platform, prior to the pandemic, I was averaging maybe 10 or 15 tests a month. At our peak a few weeks ago, we were running over 100 tests a day.
Wow. Okay. Thank you. You might agree with this, that most people probably think that allergies are something not really related to infectious disease. What influenced your decision to partner with BioFire for infectious disease testing in your office?
Like I said, I did my research and my training at looking at respiratory viruses, which respiratory viruses had the capacity to cause the worst asthma exacerbation. So I've always had an interest in looking at what infections people have driving their asthma exacerbations, and there are certain viral infections that we know that can cause more severe asthma exacerbations, for instance, RSV. So a patient that has RSV, irrespective of their age, is more likely to have a more severe asthma exacerbation. My patient population, if I know they have RSV, I'm going to treat them more aggressively on the front end because I know they're more likely to get sicker, more likely to need ER care, or more likely to end up in the hospital. And my goal is to keep them well and out of the hospital.
Yes, and I'm sure the hospital in your area appreciates those efforts as well. Prior to implementing a syndromic panel, where were some of the challenges you faced with other tests to diagnose patients presenting with respiratory symptoms?
They weren't available in our area in a useful way. And what I mean by that is that we could get a so-called rapid respiratory panel, but it would be a send out and we wouldn't hear for days. And when you're taking care of a patient and you have to make therapeutic decisions on whether or not to increase their therapy, finding out 5 days later that they had RSV is not clinically helpful. So when we implemented the BioFire platform, we were able to find out. Sometimes patients found out before they got home, before they pulled in their driveway, we knew what they had, so we could make the appropriate changes right then on the spot.
So turnaround time made a big difference.
Yeah, absolutely.
And being able to differentiate between viral and bacterial.
Viral and bacterial, sometimes you get surprised, you think somebody has a viral infection, it turns out they have Mycoplasma pneumonia. So it really alters, you know, whether or not you're going to give somebody an antibiotic or not. Do they have a viral infection or do they have a bacterial infection? It really helps with antibiotic stewardship, that you're prescribing antibiotics to people who truly need it, and you're not giving antibiotics to people who have a viral infection that aren't going to benefit from it.
That is such an important effort for everyone to really understand. And it takes a whole village, right? Not only you as a physician, but your patients to accept that guidance. And
the people in the lab running the BioFire telling you what they have.
That's right, viral versus bacterial. And then, you know, since you do see sick allergy patients, really, can you speak a little bit around how the test might have impacted those patients you see for allergies, and they may be coming in thinking, geez, my allergies are getting worse, versus maybe being able to diagnose somebody that has a respiratory illness that might look like an allergy exacerbation, or vice versa?
So really, probably where it plays a bigger role is not so much in the allergic rhinitis patients, the nasal allergy patients, but really more the asthma patients. So some people may feel that their asthma is flared up because, you know, the grass pollen count is high, or they're not sure they have a cold or a respiratory infection, or it's the pollen count. And those patients doing a BioFire will help determine on the spot whether or not they have a respiratory infection or not. It's helpful in that sense.
And what was your experience with the BioFire test and identifying patients that may have more than one pathogen that's making them sick?
Honestly, I knew that that was a real entity, but during this pandemic where we've been doing hundreds of tests a week, I've been seeing a lot of patients that are co-infected or instead of two infections, they have three infections. And that really kind of surprised me, because before I was doing the syndromic panel, you don't know, you just know a patient has symptoms that look like they have a viral syndrome. But when you test them and you say, oh, you have rhinovirus and you have COVID, or you have RSV and you have adenovirus, it opens your eyes to all the infections that are out there in a population. And when people have two more aggressive infections, that's another red flag that they could get sick. I've had a couple infants that have had RSV and adenovirus. I was way more worried about them than patients that had rhinovirus. It really helps you put the right patients on the radar to follow, and the right patients to follow if they get worse.
Thank you for tuning in to On Point. Please join us for episode 2, where Dr. Smith delves into two case studies, including one patient with cold urticaria and one with a history of asthma.